This has gone on a long time. I think that I was very impressed that the planning officers created such a very, very strong case, either some 90 pages long or something, of their recommendation to refuse the application. And in my view, it takes courage to speak truth to power, which is what they're doing, because this is a quite powerful developer that it wants to do this. And I just think that there are lots and lots of issues that have been discussed over the years, and the opposition to the sheer size of the proposed building and the mass of the building was really widespread, from, you know, neighbors in our area in Derby Haven to naturalists from all over the island really opposed this. And there have been many, over the last 4 years, there have been many very well-reasoned objections from very authoritative people. But the application that was before the committee yesterday is virtually unchanged from the original one 4 years ago. So the developer has not shown an inclination to change a lot in order to make it comply with what was required. And the basic requirement is that only a hotel could be on that site unless it could be proved not commercially viable. And we don't believe that they have proved it to be not commercially viable. Somebody else might be able to build a hotel there. But actually, we would also be very happy if it's returned to nature, because it is a very, very special spot on the island. And we very much hope that the hotel is pulled down as soon as possible.